One awful incident per day should be sufficient. However, this day brought two. The first, terrifying. The second, horrifying. While a person might think those words mean the same thing, the two experiences were quite different. In the first, I was in fear of life and limb. In the second, though I was in no immediate danger, a surge of cold dread enveloped my heart. Here is what happened. After the Carharts departed for church, I decided to go outside for a bit of fresh air, as I had not been out since I first arrived. That did involve, of course, making sure that it was safe to pass through the kitchen. Fortunately, the dreaded cat was nowhere in sight. Out of caution, I pushed open Satan's flap just a wee bit so I could make sure the demon-spawned cat was not lurking just outside the door. All clear. Out I scooted. 'Twas a glorious day, and I felt free to romp and frolic a bit in the grass, which clearly had not been mowed for a while. After a bit of that, I decided to lie in the shade beneath a tree to take a nap. Feeling at once that I was too exposed, I decided to cover myself with some fallen leaves. Made quite a nice bed, they did, and I fell into a deep and lovely sleep. I have not had sufficient rest since I left Scotland. I don't know how much time passed before I was woken by loud laughter. I nearly sprang to my feet, which would have revealed my hiding place, but caught myself in time. Pulling aside a leaf, I peeked out and saw that Alex and Bennett were playing soccer in the backyard. Well, not really playing soccer, more like just kicking the ball around. It gave me pleasure to see that both were quite adept at it, and as they were intent on what they were doing, I felt safe to sit up and watch more intently. I was quite enjoying myself, until Alex made a kick that went wild and sent the ball, which is nearly as tall as I am, hurtling directly at me. I leaped to my feet and sprinted away, but it was as if the cursed thing had my name on it. No matter how I zigged or zagged, it changed course with each bounce and kept coming at me. I knew if it landed on me, it would knock me out, possibly kill me. It was hard on my heels, a great orb of death about to flatten me. So when I saw a hole ahead of me, I plunged into it, much to the startlement of the rabbit who lived there.
"Have we met?"
asked the poor bun, sounding confused. "My apologies," I gasped. "I was fleeing an enemy."
"The cat?"
asked the rabbit, suddenly more sympathetic. "No, a soccer ball."
"Ah, yes,"
said my host, nodding solemnly.
"I was nearly beaned by the thing myself just last week when I was out nibbling some grass. Feel free to stay here until the coast is clear."
As it turned out, the rabbit was quite a friendly fellow, which was just as well, as now that the Carharts were home, I didn't really dare return to the house until dark had fallen. Which was when the second dreadful event occurred. Once I made it back into the room, I found Alex sitting at her desk. She had undone her braid and was brushing out her hair, and I must say that its richness and astonishing red colour would have been worthy of the enchanted realm. "I was wondering where you had been," she said when I slipped through the door. Before I could answer, a voice that I recognised as belonging to her big brother said, "Hey, Al, can I talk to you for a minute?" Without waiting for an answer, he pushed the door open. It was all I could do to scurry under the bed before he spotted me. "Bennett," Alex cried, "what are you doing here?" His answer sent a chill down my spine. "I was working on some poems and I'm stuck. I was hoping you could help me." "Why are you writing poetry?"
I don't know for sure. It's just something that's come over me the last couple of days."
I peered out from beneath the bed and my heart twisted within me. I could see it in the lad's face, hear it in his voice, and when he read his poems aloud,
I cringed. I had hoped it could not cross the ocean. I had hoped it had faded away. My hopes were in vain. I have brought the curse of the McGonagalls with me to this house. Maybe I should have let that soccer ball run over me after all.